Right before Christmas Eve, a lot of people were laid off at Sparrows Point and RG Steel, and we were on the phone that Christmas Eve talking to the head of the steelworkers of the United States, talking to the executives at RG, and talking to some of their lenders. And I'm glad that it appears that terms have been worked out so that they can fire up the furnace and get people back to work.
This was supposedly a seasonal. There were some rumors that it was just a seasonal layoff. It wasn't a permanent shutdown. I mean, there were a lot of rumors flying approaching Christmas. It turned out to be a seasonal shutdown. Are they coming back to work permanently, or is this seasonal, or is this, what do you know about that?
Well, I don't know. Nothing in this world is permanent, but it appears that they've secured a line of capital, operating capital that allows them to fire the plant back up and allows them to weather whatever sort of economic forces we're combining to force the shutdown to begin with. Let me try a more succinct way of saying it. Steel industry is very important, has a ripple effect through the entire economy, and yet it's also part of the international and the global economy. A number of forces came together to make it very, very tough to keep steel plants open, and particularly to keep Sparrows Point operating, and that was compounded by an inability to conclude some financing agreements. It's my understanding that those financing agreements have now been concluded. And that allows them to fire up the furnace and get people back to work.
Obviously, good news.
It's great news. It was awful news on Christmas Eve, and I'm just glad that people are going back to work.